This is Ranger Kidwell Ross, and I am speaking with Shelly Marchada. Shelly is the president of Clean Sweeps Incorporated, Honolulu, Hawaii, and Clean Sweeps is our WorldSweeper.com Contractor of the Month for February 2009. So congratulations, first off, Shelly.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
There are a lot of contractors out there that can be chosen for this, and you've done some things right, or it wouldn't be you. My understanding is the company was started by your husband, Gabriel, in 1991, and about 10 years later, he unceremoniously tossed it in your lap, and you're the one who's taken the company where it is today.
That's correct. He was too busy for it, and my children had grown up enough that I was able to concentrate on it. So my son and I actually have been working on it for close to a decade and have built it up from pretty much nothing.
Huh. Well, you have a number of sweepers, I saw. How many sweepers do you have, and what's the split between, say, parking lot sweeping and street sweepers?
Right now we've got one 2007 Timco 210 for the parking lot sweeping, and probably three older Timco 600s. I've got a new 500X Timco and a newer Elgin Road Wizard.
Mm-hmm.
And they all work really well. I'm partial to Timcos, but the Elgin gets it done on the state highways for us.
Well, that's the key. Both of those companies put out fine machines, certainly.
Yes.
What got you into this business, or you and your husband into this business in the first place?
We have a landscape background. I was a nursery person and helped with some design work and basically grew the plants. He installed it, and we were working out at Campbell Industrial Park and taking care of most of the businesses out there, and the landlord was happy with our work and said, hey, can you do something about the streets? You've got the landscapes in order.
And what kind of sweeper did you start with?
It was a used FMG from the Valdez oil spill that we brought in from Alaska, and we were just sweeping the industrial park for quite a while, and that was our only job before my son and I took over.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've taken it quite a ways then with all that equipment in operation these days. Do you still do any landscaping?
My husband's still involved in it. We just recently purchased a farm and are actually going to be transitioning into growing food. So I'm still involved with plants.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
In Honolulu, and I think our listeners would be interested in how sweeping might be unique and different in Honolulu, I would anticipate that the environmental part of it is probably pretty high up on the list.
It is. There's a lot of runoff problems because we have torrential-type rainfall and a lot of steep mountains and a lot of red mud that comes off of them. We've got some mudslides that happen a lot of times when it rains. You know, when the surf gets big on the North Shore, the ocean will come up over the road and dump a bunch of sand, and that happens regularly. So that keeps us pretty busy.
Mm-hmm. So do you do that as a routine, as a route, and then on call also, or how does that work?
Yes. For the state, we sweep the entire island once every 5 weeks. We are on call. We will usually go out and sweep right before a big storm hits for our military contracts and a few others that have us on a standby so that we get everything up before the rain comes and washes it into the beautiful oceans that surround the island.
Well, that's enlightened. There are not many places in the United States, certainly, where they do that.
We have to be very careful about that red dirt running into the oceans because it kills the coral. So that's one of the main reasons that we're out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And they're not curbed and guttered, the outer perimeter road, I wouldn't imagine, is curb and guttered, or is it?
No.
Right, so that makes
the... You don't see a lot of that here.
Right, I wouldn't I wouldn't think. And then the you have the red dirt. You also have sand. Is it tough on your equipment?
Very much so. We're going through the chain on the Elgin about every 6 months rather than yearly because of the sand. It gets in there and really chews it up.
And probably uses up your other consumables a little more, too, the broom and so forth, too. What's it like to for employees? I know a lot of the contractors I talk to say employees are their biggest nightmare, and, you know, there's a fairly high unemployment rate, but yet getting good employees is a tough call. What's it like there, and what kind of wage rate do you need to pay drivers? What kind of ballpark?
You know, we've got a really good crew, and we don't really have too much trouble as far as training and keeping good employees. We're very happy with everyone that we have. The pay scale, I guess, is going up to $21.50, I believe it is, in April for the state contract. And the
that's
military,
prevailing?
Excuse me?
Prevailing driver wages?
Yes.
Okay.
The military and the private contract, the construction contracts, we pay about $18 an hour at this point. Yes.
So that's that sounds like it's a little higher, but it certainly depends. It changes from one place to the other. It strikes me you're on an island. What do you do about dumping this stuff?
It's a huge problem because the landfills are full, and we can't cart it off to some Timbuktu like everybody else gets to do.
Well, everybody else gets to take it to their neighbor.
Yeah.
But it's too long of a ferry ride for you, so.
It is. Basically, we go through it and pull the bottles and the cans out of it.
Is that a hand process or with a sifter?
You know, this is going to sound crazy, but some of the staff, their children like to come in and collect. And so, you know, that's how we've been doing it. Up to now, they come in and then they get to keep the money. And so we get all the recyclables out of there. And then we take it to a landfill.
Sounds like a good system as long as you can, as long as those kids don't grow up.
Yeah.
I think you're in good shape.
They're saving for Disneyland right now, so they've been pretty pretty good at coming in every week. And the landfills like our stuff because it kind of fills in all the cracks.
Do they let you use it for cover? Or
They do.
Uh-huh.
You know, I wish I could come up with a way to recycle the gravel and the green waste that we pick up. I haven't figured out a way to do that yet, although we let it sit in the yard and shrink, you know, shrink some of the green waste out of it, but we can only leave it there for a short amount of time.
Well, I know there have been a number of schemes tried here and there, composting, burning, the PAH is getting away, and, you know,
yes.
When you have hydrocarbons in the mix, it's just tough to know what you have each time from time to time, and especially when you're trying to give it back to somebody to mulch or something like that.
Yes. Well, you know, we were testing it periodically to see if it was clean or not. It is, but I'm afraid to work it into a landscape for fear that would kill the plants.
Well, 20-some years ago when I was just getting involved with this, I know one of the stories that cropped up was a sweeping company that was using it in landscaping for service stations. And he thought, well, that would be fine because there's not going to be any kids playing in the landscaping for a service station. But then the service station goes out of business and you have a daycare there. And that's exactly what happened in that case. So you just can't tell for the future, and the half-life on hydrocarbons is pretty significant. So, what other kinds of things might make it different to be a sweeping contractor in on the island? How many contractors are over there, would you say, in your market area?
There aren't that many. There's some smaller businesses that, you know, will just do shopping centers, or usually on the big jobs I'll be bidding against large companies like Great Grace Pacific that build the roads.
Because they happen to have a sweeper also that they
Correct.
Want to keep using,
so there's
or something.
There's quite a few of those that will bid. But we specialize just in this, and we've gotten pretty good at it. So we're very fortunate to have the amount of work that we do. I guess because it's a tourist destination, we have to keep it looking pretty clean. There are other differences. You know, we sweep the militaries. There's every branch of the military here. The commander of the Pacific is here. We've gone out to Ford Island and swept out there where he lives, and there's so many hoops to jump through as far as security to get on the base, and passes expiring, and the standards are very high there. So that's different.
After you've done it for a number of years, then that's a barrier somewhat for others to be able to come in professionally and do what you now probably take for granted that you can do.
Yes, but just like anything else, you know, the larger you get, the higher the overhead is, and there's always somebody nipping at your heels.
You bet. Well, that keeps you competitive.
It does.
What other things do you think, you know, might be unique about your area? Or I know that you probably just lay a seed on the ground and it's instant vegetation. Do you have a problem with vegetation growing up through asphalt? Or
yes.
I would imagine.
Constantly. And also, there's grass on a lot of the medians, and you know they'll come in and mow it right after we've swept, and so there's a lot of issues with weeds because of the amount of rainfall that we have.
Mm-hmm. Are you able to coordinate with landscapers in any of your areas so that you can sweep after they do the landscaping?
Well, yes, we found that we had to do that on the military base because they would be right behind us cutting grass as we were finishing sweeping. They'd be pulling in with a mower. The guys were just pulling their hair out. So I finally got on the phone and we got it all coordinated and worked as a team. And, actually, it worked out quite well for both of us.
Yeah, I would think you'd both look better out of that.
Yeah.
And I know you're actually in charge and heading this up and doing the heavy lifting, but in some number of contractors, they have their wife is listed as president, and that gives them competitive advantage because they're a woman-owned business. In this case, you're actually the one doing that. But do you see any advantages to that over in Hawaii?
I haven't seen any advantage for myself. I think that some of our larger customers, like the military and some of the big construction companies, once they realize that the business is woman-owned, that it is a feather in their cap or helps them meet some type of quota.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, no.
Okay. Any other things that you'd bring up? I think you were talking about the, you know, you have some older equipment that is really kept in good condition. How does that happen?
Well, we have a master mechanic. His name is Joe Cordero, and he is self-trained over the last 15 years. And I think it's safe to say that he knows more about sweepers than anyone on the island as far as keeping them running. I think we'd be sunk without him, and he is probably the reason why we're at the head of the class. So he's been a real blessing for us.
Well, that does make such a difference when you have a mechanic team that knows what the heck they're doing and can, because a lot of times if you have somebody work on the chassis or work on the sweeper part and they can't put the connect the dots, it's very important to realize that it's a sweeper. It's an entire unit, and it has to be fixed as a unit. So I know what you mean.
Yes, meticulous.
That makes such a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Well, unless there's anything else that you would add, anything you can think of?
Not really. We have a lot of fun over here. Most of my staff are Hawaiians and Samoans, so it's interesting to work with all the different cultures and the melting pot that this place is. Have a good time.
Well, you know, I think that probably is a good place to leave it because, in my opinion, if you're not having a good time, you're not going to be able to run your business as well as you would be otherwise anyway. And why shouldn't we have fun at our work? It doesn't have to just be drudgery, that's for certain.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Well, we've been speaking with Shelley Marchetta, and Shelley is president of Clean Sweeps Incorporated. They're located in Honolulu, Hawaii. They're NAPSA members and have been in operation since 1991. We thank you very much, and again, congratulations on being chosen as one of only 12 contractors in 2009 to be a WorldSweeper.com Contractor of the Month.
Well, thank you for the opportunity, Ranger.
You're sure welcome.
That.